السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Continuing with the biography of Sayyidina Uthman رضي الله تعالى عنه. When Nabi Kareem صلى الله عليه وسلم halted at Hudaybiyah, so Nabi صلى الله عليه وسلم sent a representative to the Quraysh to explain to them that the Muslims have come with peaceful intentions. They had no desire to fight. All they wanted to do was to come perform Umrah, and they are going to go back. So Nabi Akareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam chose Kharash ibn Umayyah Khuza'i. Right? He mounted him on a camel and he sent him. When this person, Kharash bin Umayyah, when he entered Makkah Mukarramah, the Quraysh killed the camel. They killed the camel, and they wanted to kill him also. But some people stopped them. So no need to kill him. So Kharash bin Umayyah, he returned to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he explained what had happened. Now, even at this point, Nabi Kareem, although they showed hostility, right? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam still didn't want to start any fight with them or anything. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wanted to send somebody else. So he thought of sending Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu. But Umar radiallahu anhu apologized, he asked for mafi, and he told Nabi Akareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that I think it would be better to send Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu anhu instead of me. And he explained the reason that it is essential for anyone who is going to go now alone to the enemy. So it must be a person that the enemy also feel that we can't touch him, right? He's got ties, he's got connections, we can't touch him. So the person like that is Uthman radiallahu anhu. Because Uthman radiallahu anhu had a powerful tribe in Makkah Mukarramah, and the mushrikeen would not cause him harm. He said to Nabi Akareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I fear for myself with regards to the Quraysh, for they know how hostile I am towards them. And there is no one there from the Banu Adi who would protect me. If you want, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I will go. If you still tell me I must go, I'll go. Right? So Nabi Akareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam didn't say anything. Then Umar radiallahu anhu said that Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I can tell you of a person who is held in very high esteem in Makkah Mukarramah, and he has many relatives there, and he will be better protected, they won't harm him. And then he gave the name of Uthman bin Affan radiallahu anhu. So Nabi Akareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then called for Uthman radiallahu anhu, and he said to him, go to the Quraysh and explain to them that we haven't come here to fight. We have come to visit the Baytullah. We are respecting the sanctity of the place. We have even our sacrificial animals with us. We will slaughter them and we'll depart. So Uthman radiallahu anhu went. He came to a place called Balda, just outside Makkah Mukarramah. And he found the Quraysh there. So they asked him, where are you going? He said that Nabi Akareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has sent me to you, firstly to call you to Allah and to Islam. See, a mu'min is a da'i in Allah. Everything else is secondary. The first thing is, I must call you to Allah Ta'ala. That was the whole maqsad of jihad also. Whenever they went anything, anywhere, they first gave da'wat to Allah. You come to Allah, you come to Islam, you are our brothers then. We got no problem with you. So he told them, enter the religion of Allah Ta'ala. Because Allah Ta'ala is going to make his deen prevail. And Allah Ta'ala will grant victory to his Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There's no two ways about it. Your second option is leave him alone. If you don't want to accept Islam, but leave the Nabi of Allah Ta'ala alone. Let other people fight him. You all don't get involved in fighting him. Right? If they prevail over him, in other words, if they defeat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then that is what you want. And if Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam prevails over them, then at that time, you will have the choice of entering what the people have entered, or of fighting him while your power is still intact. The war has destroyed you. Usman al-Nawn was telling him, the war has destroyed you. It has taken the best of your leaders. Usman radiallahu anhu kept talking and telling them things that they didn't want to hear. Eventually they said, we have heard what you say, but it will never happen. He will never enter upon us by force. Go back to your companion and tell him that he is not allowed to come. Can't enter Makkah Mukarramah. Abban ibn Sa'id bin al-As stood up and he welcomed Uthman radiallahu anhu and he offered him protection and he said, I think you may get what you want. Then he dismounted from the horse that he was riding and he told Uthman radiallahu anhu to sit in the saddle and he rode behind him. Uthman radiallahu anhu entered Makkah Mukarramah and he went to each leader of the Quraysh. Abu Sufyan bin Harb, Safwan bin Umayyah and others. They all kept telling him that Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam will never enter. They won't allow it. He will not enter Makkah Mukarramah. Then they suggested to Uthman radiallahu anhu that see, if you want, you got permission, you can go and make tawaf of Baytullah. We got no problem with you, you can go and make your tawaf. But Uthman radiallahu anhu refused. He said no. In other words, if they are not going to allow Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then he also won't make tawaf. Uthman radiallahu anhu conveyed the message of Nabi Akareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to the weak and oppressed of Makkah Mukarramah. And he gave them the glad tidings that relief was close at hand. For there were many that were now still being kept there in Makkah Mukarramah, tortured, troubled. Others didn't have the means to make hijrah. They too were being troubled. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had given him a message that go and tell them, make sabr and victory is close. Don't worry. He took a verbal message back from them to Nabi Akareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in which they said, convey our salam to the messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. For the one who enabled him to camp at Hudaybiyah is able to cause him to enter the center of Makkah Mukarramah. Imagine their yaqeen, even though they were being tortured and all that, but they're saying if Allah Ta'ala brought Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam right to Hudaybiyah, the same Allah has got the power to bring him right into Makkah Mukarramah. There were rumors among the Muslims that Uthman radiallahu anhu had been martyred. Right? Because obviously the first person who went, now they killed his camel, they wanted to kill him also. So the Muslims may have been at edge now, that now Uthman now is going, what they're going to do to him. And then, it is mentioned, I don't know if it, that they didn't allow, although they didn't harm him, but they didn't allow him to immediately return to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So this is why this rumor started that maybe they have martyred Usman radiallahu anhu. So Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam called the Sahaba radiallahu anhum and he told them to make a pledge, take a bay'at, that they will fight the mushrikeen. Sahaba radiallahu anhum responded, took bay'at of loyalty till death. That they will fight till death. Either they will finish the mushriks or they will pass away in the process. There was only one person whose name was Jad bin Qais. He was a munafiq. He refused to take the bay'at. He was a hypocrite. According to another report, the bay'at was to remain with istiqamat and not to flee. No matter what happens, they will not flee. The first sahabi to take the pledge was Abu Sinan Abdullah bin Wahab al-Asadi radiallahu anhu. He was the first one to take the bay'at and then the rest of the people came. Salama bin Aqwa radiallahu anhu, he took bay'at 3 times. When the first group went, he went, he took the bay'at. Middle group was going, he went again, he took bay'at 2nd time. The last group was going, he went again, took bay'at for the 3rd time. And then Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he took his right Mubarak hand and he said, this is the hand of Uthman. Because Uthman was not there. So he said, this is the hand of Uthman radiallahu anhu. And he put it in his other hand. The number of Sahaba radiallahu anhum from whom Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam accepted this bay'at under the tree is known as bay'atul ridwan, right? So it was 1,400 Sahaba radiallahu anhum. So the Quran Sharif speaks about this bay'at. And in the ahadith also, there are many ahadith with regards to this bay'at. But Allah Ta'ala says with regards to this bay'at, أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يُبَايِعُونَكَ إِنَّمَا يُبَايِعُونَ اللَّهِ يَدُ اللَّهِ فَوْقَ أَيْدِيهِمْ فَمَنْ نَكَثَ فَإِنَّمَا يَنْكُثُ عَلَى نَفْسِهِ وَمَنْ أَوْفَى بِمَا عَاهَدَ عَلَيْهُ اللَّهِ فَسَيُؤْتِيهِ أَجْرًا عَظِيمًا. Verily those who give bay'ah to you, meaning to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they are giving bay'ah to Allah. The hand of Allah is over their hands. This doesn't mean Allah got a hand. Then whosoever breaks his pledge, breaks it only to his own harm. And whoever fulfills what he has pledged with Allah, Allah will bestow on him a great reward, great thawab. In another ayat, Allah Ta'ala said, لَقَدْ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ إِذْ يُبَايِعُونَكَ تَحْتَ الشَّجَرَةِ فَعَلِمَ مَا فِي قُلُوبِهِمْ فَأَنزَلَ السَّكِينَةَ عَلَيْهِمْ وَأَثَابَهُمْ فَتْحًا قَرِيبًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is indeed pleased with the believers when they gave the bay'ah to you under the tree. He knew what was in their hearts and he sent down sakina, meaning calmness, tranquility upon them, and he rewarded them with a near victory. Jabir bin Abdullah radiallahu anhu said, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to us on the day of Hudaybiyah, meaning the day when they took that pledge, Antum khayru ahli al-ard. You are the best people on earth. There were 1,400 of us, and if I could see, I would show you where the tree was. So, in this riwayat, it speaks very, very clearly of the virtue of all those who were present at the tree for that bay'ah. At that time, there were a number of Muslims in Makkah Mukarramah, in Medina Munawwara, and in other places. But these 1,400 were with Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now some of the Shia take this hadith as evidence that Ali radiallahu anhu was better than Uthman radiallahu anhu, because Ali radiallahu anhu was among those to whom these words were addressed, and he was among those who swore allegiance beneath the tree, whereas Uthman radiallahu anhu was not there. The Shias, they got nothing to prove all their false beliefs, the concocted beliefs. So they clutch at straws. Silly, silly things they clutch at. It's just that, unfortunately, many of us, we don't take the time out to study our deen. So when the Shia meet a person in the university, or they meet a person abroad somewhere or something, and they put some arguments in front of that person, people get carried away. So, yeah, man, it's not more appointment, you know. They talk like that. But they got nothing, absolutely nothing. Now imagine here, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself put his Mubarak hand, and he said that this hand is on behalf of Uthman radiallahu anhu. And that whole bay'at is in whose honor? Is in honor of Uthman radiallahu anhu. Shia, really foolish. Allah save us. Allah save us from these batil beliefs, wrong beliefs, etc. Allah give them hidayat, Allah protect our iman. So with regards to Hudaybiyah, a number of sifat are mentioned, or a number of qualities mentioned, which are exclusive to Uthman radiallahu anhu. For example, Uthman radiallahu anhu is the only person for whom Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used his own hand. And he said, I'm putting this hand. This is the hand for Uthman radiallahu anhu. No other sahabi had this privilege. Only Uthman radiallahu anhu had this. He was the only one who conveyed the message of Nabi Akareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to the Muslim prisoners in Makkah Mukarrama. And Nabi Akareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam approved of Uthman radiallahu anhu's refusal to perform tawaf when he sent him with that message. It was narrated from Iyas bin Salama from his father that Nabi Akareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam took bayat on behalf of Uthman radiallahu anhu with one hand in the other. And the people said that, you know, congratulations to Abu Abdullah, he can perform tawaf around the Kaaba safely. Right? And Nabi Akareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, without Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam knowing, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told them, no matter how long he stays in Makkah Mukarrama, he will never perform tawaf until I do. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam knew his loyalty, his love, that he won't just go and perform the tawaf. He wasn't worried about himself. So only if I go to perform tawaf, then he'll come. So Uthman radiallahu anhu was falsely accused by the Shia of not having taken bayat at Bayatul Ridwan. How was he going to take bayat? He was not there. This is one of the accusations that were made against Uthman radiallahu anhu when the fitna arose, which was aimed at destroying the foundations of his khilafat. So what they're talking about is towards the end of Uthman radiallahu anhu's life, when the rebels came and they started making accusations against Uthman radiallahu anhu. So one of the accusations they made was that he never took Bayatul Ridwan, he never took. But you see, the public, they don't know the facts. So people just throw things and other people get carried away. But the facts are not known. So jahil people get carried away. It was narrated that Anas radiallahu anhu said, when Nabi Akareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam enjoined Bay'atul Ridwan, Uthman bin Affan radiallahu anhu had been sent by Nabi Akareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to the people of Makkah Mukarramah. The people took bay'at to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and then he said, Uthman is doing an errand for Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And he struck the ground with one of his Mubarak hands. The hand of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam that represented Uthman radiallahu anhu was better than the hands of those who represented themselves. It's more honorable for Uthman radiallahu anhu that Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam used his hand than if Uthman radiallahu anhu was present himself and put his own hand. Isn't it? When the conquest of Makkah Mukarrama came, Abdullah bin Saad hid with Uthman bin Affan. Who brought him to stand in front of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam? He said, "Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, accept the bay'at of Abdullah." He raised his head and looked at him three times, refusing. But he accepted his allegiance after the third time. Then he turned to his companions, the Sahaba, and he said, "Was there not among you a wise man who would have got up and killed this man? When he saw me, I'm not giving my hand to accept his bayat. Now why didn't one of you all stand up and kill him?" They said, "We did not know, Ya Rasulullah, what you were thinking. Why didn't you gesture to us, make a sign to us?" Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "It is not befitting for a prophet to deceive with his eyes. You are supposed to read between the lines. I can't deceive now." According to another report, when Fatih Makkah took place, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam granted safe seat to all the people except four. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Kill them even if you find them clinging to the Ghilaf of the Kaaba Sharif." Ikrimah bin Abi Jahl, Abdullah bin Khatal, Maqis bin Hababa, and Abdullah bin Sa'ad. So Abdullah bin Khatal was caught when he was clinging to the Ghilaf of the Kaaba. Sa'ad bin Harith and Ammar radiallahu anhuma raced to kill him. And Sa'ad radiallahu anhu beat Ammar radiallahu anhu, as he was the younger of the two men, and he killed him. Ikrimah traveled by sea. He went away got onto a ship. A storm came. The crew of the boat said, "Be sincere towards Allah Ta'ala, for your idols cannot avail you anything here." So Ikrimah said, "By Allah, if nothing can help me on the sea, except being sincere towards Allah Ta'ala, then nothing else can help us on the land also." Then he made dua. He said, "Oh Allah, I promise that if you save me from this predicament," in other words, I'm not drowned now in this storm, "I will go to Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and put my hand in his. I am certain that I will find him forgiving and generous." So he then came and he accepted Islam. Ikrimah. So Abdullah bin Saad, he went and hid by Uthman radiallahu anhu. When Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam called the people to take bayat, so Uthman radiallahu anhu brought him and made him stand in front of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So that's the time when he went forward to take bayat. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam didn't extend his hand. First time, second time, third time, then Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam accepted. So Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Why you never kill him?" It was narrated by that Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu anhu said, "Abdullah bin Sa'ad was a scribe for Nabi Akareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then Shaitan caused him to slip and he went and joined the kuffar. Nabi Akareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ordered that he must be killed on the day of Fatih Makkah. But Usman radiallahu an asked to be allowed to give him protection and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave him permission. Ibn Ishaq mentioned the reason why Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ordered that Sa'd be killed and why Uthman radiallahu an interceded for him. He said, Nabi Akareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ordered that he be killed because initially he had become Muslim and he was a scribe. But then he became apostate, he became murtad and he became a mushrik and he went back to the Quraysh. So he fled to Uthman radiallahu an because the two of them were foster brothers. That's why he, on Fatih Makkah, he ran to Uthman radiallahu an. Right? So now Uthman radiallahu an, he had a duty to him because this is his foster brother. So Uthman radiallahu an hid him until he brought him in front of Nabi Akareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam when things had calmed down. And he asked, he made sifarish for him. He asked for pardon on his behalf. So Ibn Hisham mentions that he became Muslim after that. And then he became a sincere Muslim. In the zamana of Umar radiallahu an, Umar radiallahu an even used him to carry out certain tasks, etc. And after that, Uthman radiallahu an also used him in his khilafah. Stop there. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta. Nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayhi. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.